One of the best Florida t-shirts I ever saw called the town it advertised a sunny place for shady people. And there's definitely a little sunny and a little shady in Central Florida's hot stuff this week. Starting with many days of fun in the sun at the Central Florida Fair. Great people watching and animal watching, considering all the livestock shows, plus the rides, celebrity hypnotist Catherine Hickland. And come on, where else can you see somebody inhale a funnel cake and then lose it on the zipper 10 minutes later? I'm going. You should go to centralfloridafair.com for more information. Now, if any Central Florida band was ever like a carnival ride, dark or otherwise, it was the Delusionaires. And the Dells will reunite one time only this evening at Will's Pub. If you weren't around for the heyday of this fez-wearing, bump-and-grind, down-and-dirty, shameless group of showmen, you are lucky to get this evening of time travel and experience the legend. Go to willspub.org for more information. And finally, I'm not sure Shady even begins to cover the characters in the play A Behanding in Spokane, presented by Howlers Theater and featuring a homicidal maniac looking for a hand to replace the one he lost. The Orlando Weekly's Seth Kuberski hails Howlers' version as better than a Broadway run featuring Christopher Walken. And as far as psychos go, those parts are made for Walken, so you know this has to be good. I'm sorry I had to do that. The show is at Artsake Studios in Winter Park. You can go to Howlers Theater, that's theatertre.com, for more information. I'm Liz Langley, and I'll see you there.